Life Audio.
Welcome to Crosswalk the Devotional. We're glad to have you listening with us. Today's topic is gracious words and a gracious heart. We'll return with the devotional after a brief message from one of our sponsors.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
Gracious words flow from a gracious heart. Written and read by Jessica Van Roekel. The hearts of the wise make their mouths prudent, and their lips promote instruction. Gracious words are a honeycomb, sweet to the soul and healing to the bones. Proverbs 16:23-24. Many years ago, I made a bad first impression because of the way I spoke to someone. My speech was the opposite of gracious. At the time, the words spewed from my mouth like a dam that had burst, and nothing could stop the flow. Not only did I bring damage to someone else's heart, I damaged my own with the regret I felt after the destruction was complete. It didn't matter whether I felt justified by what I said. My words were out of control and filled with disgust, two characteristics that flow opposite of the fruit of the Spirit. If I think I can guard my mouth and guide my tongue without addressing my heart, I am a fool. Remorse filled me after that incident. I repented. I apologized and sought forgiveness from the one I wounded, but I couldn't heal the damage I caused. Only God could do that. But what I could do was address my heart. When we start with the heart, the body will follow, because what is in our heart influences what we say and do. How much of our hearts are surrendered to the Lord? We can allow Him full access to redeem every little corner, or we can hold part of ourselves back, thinking we can control what we say. However, those little judgmental thoughts that we don't think impact anyone because we don't say them out loud eventually find their way to the surface. Stressors in our life are like riding over a bumpy road with an open cup of coffee. One of those bumps is going to hit just right, and words we never dreamed we would say rush out. The Old Testament law dealt with ceremonial laws and relational laws, how to relate to God, each other, and non-Jews. Focus on the right outward behavior rather than an inner heart position was the standard for holiness in the Pharisees' minds. Defilement came through unclean food or unclean people, and was a huge part of their focus. They focused more on man-made interpretations of God's law of what they should eat, instead of knowing the heart of God's law, which was a way to have a holy relationship with Him. But Jesus flipped their understanding upside down. It wasn't what they put into their mouths that defiled them, but what came out of them that defiled them. Throughout God's word, the heart represents a person's entire inner being. This includes our intellect, emotions, motives, desires, and free will. An impure heart will corrupt our thoughts, feelings, words, and actions. When we follow Christ, we must live in a way that reflects a new and transformed heart, one that is different than before with its natural bents and desires. A heart that submits to the transforming work of Jesus Christ is one where true change begins. Even though the world tries to tell us that we live in a bubble of do what feels right to you, we have the amazing opportunity to bring our feelings and thoughts in line with God's word. What we see and read and listen to can help or hinder our inner transformation. We get to choose whether we will put off the old ways of the old nature and put on the ways of the new. Our transformation happens in tandem to our spiritual maturity. What spills from our heart when we're stressed or frustrated can bring life or destruction. It's been more than 2 decades since my words ran away like an unbridled horse, but I've not forgotten the pain on the recipient's face or the fear in his eyes whenever our paths crossed. Since then, I'm motivated to say yes to the Lord's reordering and refining of my heart's contents. Intersecting faith and life. What is in your heart that sometimes spills out? Is it gracious and healing, or bitter and resentful? The different types of stress in our lives shakes the contents of our heart. There are days when we won't extend a godly response, and we can use the remorse we feel as an opportunity for God to do an amazing transformative work. Then, the next time something shakes us, a godly response can impact those around us and reveal how God has been at work in us.
The Crosswalk Devotional is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Hey everybody, I'm Dale.
And I'm Tamara.
And we're hosts of the Kainos Project podcast,
where we help you tackle ancient Christian truths in everyday settings.
The word kainos means new, and that's exactly what we want to do on our podcast. Bring something new from what is old in our faith.
And on this show, you might hear us explore topics like what the Bible has to say about student loan forgiveness, discuss how the Satanic Temple affects our view of religious liberty in America, or even question why is it that so many people are having rapture anxiety.
To learn more about the podcast, go to lifeaudio.com.